Three, two, one, go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 20s in 20 podcast, where we cover everything you need to know about your 20s in only 20 minutes. I'm Mallory Metz, and this is As Good As It Gets.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of 20s in 20. I'm Mallory Metz, and today I'm so excited. We have a fellow podcaster on the episode today. We have Nestlé Mitchell here with us. How are you?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm super excited because you were on my podcast ages ago. So I'm glad that I am able to be a guest on your podcast. You're out here thriving. We love that.
I know. We love a multi-feature appearance. Happy to have you on. And it's funny we say that because I actually want to talk about today, you know, how could someone who's just an average person go ahead and start a podcast themselves? I mean, obviously I did it, you did it. So I think this should be an interesting episode. But before we do that, I just want to talk a little bit about you. So first and foremost, did you go to college? If so, where?
Yes. So I went to college in like the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia. I studied, well, when I first went to college, I decided I was going to be a nurse. That did not last very long. I took one anatomy class and I realized that was not my journey. So then I pivoted and I did psychology and data analytics as my minor. And now I work in corporate America as a business analytics consultant for a healthcare company, living the corporate dream.
We love a corporate America moment. I'm a huge fan of corporate America, but what made you decide to make a podcast? Was this a quarantine fix? Was this a before quarantine? How did this happen?
So much like every other person that decides to do a podcast, I had a friend tell me that my stories were interesting and that I should have a podcast. And it was one of those things where I was always told I should have a podcast, but I never like went about doing it. And then COVID hit. And I said, you know what? If I'm going to be at home doing absolutely nothing, why not start a podcast? So then I started my podcast, the Not My Problem podcast, which is centered around being a 20-something and kind of navigating that world. But I'm actually in a process of pivoting and like doing a rebrand of my podcast. And I want to do more pop culture. So that's me at the moment. But super, super like random idea to do the podcast. And I've just full send and just committed to doing it.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I was in the same boat. It was like all of a sudden, like somebody was like, Mallory, you're funny. And I was like, you're right. Oh my God, I should have a podcast.
You actually are hilarious. So like, I'm with you.
I think every single one of us who has started a podcast thinks that. So it is a good time. But I'm here for the rebrand. I too am at episode 52. That'll be a full year. So this is, I think, either 47 or 48, I'm thinking about taking a break and like thinking about what I want to do moving forward. It's just, you know, a lot of work and a lot of time. So I'm happy to hear that you too are thinking about switching things up a little bit.
Right. Like after a year, I'm like, I'm kind of tired of talking about being a 20-something. There's only so much content that will let me go. So I'm like, oh, I kind of need something else. But commend you. You've not missed a podcast episode. I'm thoroughly impressed because I think I've been doing this a year. I'm still at like episode 30 because I keep missing weeks. But, you know, it's fine. I'm fine.
The only reason why I haven't is because I know the minute I miss 1 week, I'm going to just be done. Like, I'm going to be like, well, that was a good run. And then I'm just going to throw it away. So, yeah, I have not missed. I've recorded an episode every week for the last 40-something weeks. So that is pretty crazy. But Nestlé, let's go ahead. You know, speaking of 20-somethings on this podcast, sometimes we like to give a little tip, a little insight into what, you know, this person is specialized in. So first and foremost, tips for people who want to start a podcast. What do you think the hardest part about starting a podcast was?
I think the hardest part about starting a podcast was deciding what my podcast wanted to be about. At first, I was like, I wanted to be a dating and relationship podcast because my dating life is truly a joke. It's in shambles. It is a mess. And I said, I go on a lot of like tragic dating app dates. So I'm like, let's make a podcast about that. And then I realized that I don't go on 52 dates a year. Like, no. It's literally not enough to cover an entire podcast. Like, that can't be all of my content. So it was really focusing on, okay, like, what do I want to talk about every week? What is something I'm passionate about? Do I want to share my personal life on a day in and day out? Which ended up being why I decided to pivot and kind of like change what I want to do my podcast about. Because I came to realize that it's all fun and games until someone texts you about something that you said on your podcast. Oh. And I'm like, oh, this is not something that I want to do anymore. Never mind.
when people refer to the pod and it's like about a story that happened in your life, like I get embarrassed. Like I'm like, I know that I do this and I know it's on a public platform, but like don't ever refer to anything I talk about ever.
Right. Like I speak it into existence, but I don't need it regurgitated back to me. Like I lived the experience. I recorded it. I edited it. And now it's into the universe. I never want to hear about it again.
No, totally. And I felt like with my first couple of podcast episodes, I made it really centric about like my life and what I was doing. And, you know, that's really vulnerable to do. And it was in those moments when people were talking about like stories I had shared on that, I was like, I think I'm going to pivot and start bringing other people on to talk about their lives.
No, literally, like my first podcast episodes were literally just me in front of my computer with my little like USB mic saying all of the things going on in my life. And I listened back and like, Nestle, why did you do that? Like, that was not a good idea.
I don't even think people understand, like, you kind of get the cringe a little bit, like, about your own content. Like, I listened back to episode one and I'm like, should I make this private? Like, is this allowed to be on the internet?
Should we just put this in the drafts? Like, yeah. Take this back.
Speaking of getting started, how, like, would you even recommend if somebody out there who has a friend tell them they're funny and they're like, you should start a podcast? Like, where do people get started? How does that happen? What do you do? For you, what did that look like? For somebody, if you were giving advice, how would you recommend they start?
It's very interesting because for me, I was always the person that, like, someone would say, you're funny, you should start a podcast. And, like, I wanted to start a podcast, but I didn't necessarily know where to go with it. So the first couple of episodes before the first one that I actually, like, released, I just recorded and I just, like, spitballed ideas and, like, talked into the void. I had, like, an Apple voice note. Those are the most unhinged podcast episodes I've ever recorded. Those will never see the light of day.
I would pay money, get a Patreon.
Honestly, like the Patreon, I don't even know if they're ready for that. Like, I don't know who I was. Like, oh my God. But I would just like just start talking and then kind of deciding from there. Okay, I like this aspect of conversation. This is where I want to talk about. These are the conversations I want to have. Because I think if you constantly go on this idea of like trying to decide what you want to talk about, you get in this paralysis of like, no, I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. And I think you just need to full send it and just like record an episode, even if it never sees the light of day, to kind of guide you into what you actually want to talk about for your podcast.
Yeah. And your podcast is kind of unique because you have guests on, but you also record a lot of solo episodes. So what do you like better? Or do you not have a preference?
Honestly, it just like depends on the topic. I think there are some topics that I really like bouncing ideas off of people. So dating apps and like dating and relationships in general is something that I really like talking with other people about. I know we had our podcast episode and we went through all of the dating apps and people's experiences on the dating apps are so different. So it's nice to have that other perspective and kind of like bounce your ideas off of one another. Mm-hmm. But there are some aspects and some conversations about like friendships and work that I feel like I have a more niche opinion. And I really just want to make sure I get all of my topic and my thoughts out about that particular subject to where I'm like, no, this is a Nestle episode and we're about to have a TED talk. Let's go.
I totally agree, especially with sensitive topics or something that you want to convey an opinion on, because I've had a guest on for all of them except that one. And sometimes like people come on here and I'm like, I don't really agree with what you're saying and you're my guest. So I don't like, I'm going to have to spin this in a positive way, but I don't want to encourage this. Like it's a tough field to navigate.
Yeah, like sometimes you get the ick when you're talking to someone and you're like, this is not the conversation that I was wanting to have, or like you're taking this in a different direction than I would have, but you kind of like have to navigate it and like kind of like switch it and get it to some sort of middle ground. So in those topics, I'm like, yeah, no, I'll just take this by myself. I got it. It's fine.
And then for people who obviously are not very tech savvy or haven't looked into starting a podcast, a lot of people always ask me, are like, how are you getting this featured on Spotify and Apple? Like, they think it's like some really complicated application process, I feel like, to get your podcast somewhere, but it's really not. So do you want to tell them how you get yours on all streaming platforms?
Yeah, I feel like people think it's a lot more complicated than it is. Like one Google search away and you can upload anything to a podcast app. But I use Anchor. I've also used Red Circle, which is the same like streaming platform. It's where I upload my podcast and then they distribute it to like the Spotify, Google podcast, whatever. And that's where I upload my podcast. It's super, super easy. And then for people that aren't not the most technologically savvy, I honestly do a lot of my podcasts where I will say a thought, I will pause, like I'll just pause my recording, figure out what I want to say next, hit record, and keep going. So that way it's very minimal edits, or sometimes I edit along the way. It makes your recording session longer in theory, but once you're done, you're done. Like, you just put your music, if you have music, you do whatever you have to do, and you like send it off into the abyss and then hope people listen or don't listen, depending on what you talk. Sometimes I hope people don't listen to this podcast episode, but I want to talk about it anyway.
Totally. That's actually a really good point about pausing after your train of thought. I feel like the hardest part about this podcast is I like went full blown David Dobrik, RIP. I know he's canceled, but
oh yeah, he's over. It's over.
It's done for him. But you know, now's my time to shine. But I was like, he was known for making every vlog like 4 minutes and 20 seconds. And I was like, I'm going to make every podcast episode 20 minutes. And let me tell you, that is the biggest pain and biggest regret I have about this podcast, because I'm like, I have people who fall short with content. I have people who talk for an hour and a half. I'm like, the sweet spot is 35 minutes for me. I like always try to like keep it right around there. Honestly, 25 to 35 is like money, because if it's 25, I hardly have to do anything. But if it's 35, it's not a big deal either. But editing is such a pain. So I definitely think like that's a good tip to, if you're going to record solo, like pause your train of thought for a minute. Also, I hate to plug Anchor because they're not paying for this, but it really is the easiest way like to get your podcast out there. Even if you're like not very tech savvy, like you can record directly from your phone, like add music, like edit in the app. I don't know how great that is, but it definitely is a useful resource.
Literally anybody could do that, which is probably why there's so many freaking podcasts out there, because it's just so easy to put a podcast out into the universe. Like, it's really not difficult at all, but it's 10 times easier than doing YouTube, because I've tried to do YouTube and I'm like,
how do you find guests for your podcast?
Oh my gosh. So socially, I do not thrive. So I cannot bring myself to ask a complete stranger to come on my podcast. So I like to bank on fellow podcasters or people I know, because fellow podcasters, one, they just know how to talk and know how to hold a conversation and know when to shut up and let like the thought, like end your thought. Some people just like to ramble, which is like fine because it's more content. But I'm like, I have to edit this. And you're just telling me about this random story that doesn't matter and isn't relevant to the story. So I always like a friend of a friend, someone I know in the podcast world, or someone that's in the podcast world that says, I have this one guest, and like they've already been vetted and they're a good guest. And that's kind of how I go about finding people to come on my podcast. But it's also very few and far between, because I honestly don't like doing the editing for two people. I'd rather edit it for just one person. So they have to be someone worth bringing on my podcast for me to like take on that extra work.
Oh man, well, I'm honored that I was on the pod then, because all that extra yes. work.
I was at brunch today. This is a complete sidebar, but for the people listening, before we recorded, I was at brunch and my friend mentioned you at my brunch. They're like, yeah, there was this one girl, you did a podcast episode about dating apps and she was really funny. And I was like, oh wow, this is the person that I'm literally about to record a podcast episode with once I'm done with this brunch. So that was a very full circle, hilarious moment.
Oh my God, I love that. I'm like, Nestle, should I come back on? Like,
also, he was trying to shoot his shot, but he's a short king, so you didn't want it. Never mind.
Oh, you already knew the minute that he spoke. I was not interested based off of prior conversations. But as to finding guests, it's actually really funny that you say that, because I feel like 99.9% of my guests are strangers. And I just like get on the phone with these people and I'm like, I can't believe I do this.
But you have some really cool guests that I'm like, oh wow, I'm into it. But I'm like, how did you find these people at the same time?
Literally, Nestle, I scroll through TikTok and anytime I find somebody who has like a unique something, I screenshot it and then later go back and like literally find an email. And I have like an email that I just copy and paste and like hope someone emails me back saying that they'll do it.
Hey, it's been successful for 47 episodes, so you're doing something right.
Anyways, I feel like the biggest question when like you have your close friends or, sad to say, coworkers listen to your podcast is really, they always want to know like, how many listeners do you get? How many followers do you have? Like, what's your engagement?
Oh, I just
like?
Lie.
Straight up. First of all, I want people to know it's actually really hard to track engagement, because people start your podcast at different times. You can't see who follows you on Apple Music. You can only see who follows you on Spotify. It's just like a bizarre world. And unless you're literally like Joe Rogan, you're just where you're at. And I told myself, like, I'm not ever going to shoot for like a number. I'm just going to hope that, like, somebody listens. Because if I was focused on numbers, I'd probably quit at week three. Like, it would be nowhere.
Yeah, like, the moment that you focus on the numbers, because, like, making it in the podcast industry is, like, so hard. Because all of these people that, like, go on any sort of reality TV show, they get off and they're like, oh, let me start a podcast. Because people will listen to them talk about absolutely nothing. So I'm just like, I'm just out here vibing. And if people listen, they listen. If they don't, then I'm just talking to myself. It's fine.
How have you found your best engagement for your podcast? Like, do you like using social media? Is it just word of mouth? Do you really just hope nobody listens? I kind of hope that sometimes.
Low-key, I hope nobody listens. But at the same time, I'm like, well, if I'm recording this podcast and, like, going out of my way, I kind of, like, hope people listen. But, like, the struggle with posting on social media, it's people, like, I went to high school with, I went to college mm-hmm. with, like, coworkers, and I'm like, like, I want people to listen, but, like, not you guys, you know? So I end up, like, really banking on the podcast community and, like, cross collaboration to get more listeners. I really need to tap into the TikTok world, mm-hmm. but it's just so much effort. I'm like, oh my God. But, like, I know I feel like I could do really well on TikTok, but, like, I also just don't feel like engaging in another platform. It's just too much for me.
I feel like at, like, the height of the pandemic, I could have started a TikTok for this podcast and, like, probably made some good
You would
content.
Have popped off.
Maybe.
You would have popped off.
Maybe. But that, like, led back to the podcast. But then part of me is also, like, really nervous that people listen that much. But, yeah, I do think cross-collaboration is so huge. Like, my ask, like, because it's strangers, so they're like, they don't know what they need to do to help me. I'm always just like, can whatever I tag you in, can you just, like, reshare that? Like, I just need you to post 2 Instagram stories, and that helps me out so much. And it's amazing to
sometimes
see.
I don't even want to do that, though, and I'm just like, okay, but, like, why are you here then if you don't want people to know?
No, literally, when somebody doesn't repost me, I'm like, you're dead to me. Like, this, I will never forget this moment. Because that's the one ask. Like, I put so much time and effort into this. All I need is an Instagram story.
You don't even have to, like, add text to it. Just reshare it. Like, what are you doing?
I don't even need a GIF. I just need you to reshare it. But I will say the best engagement I've had is with a couple TikTokers who have, like, a 10,000 follower count on Instagram. That gives me the most engagement. Like, that's where I've seen, like, the most followers. That's where I see, like, my listens go up. It's actually kind of crazy. So I think 10,000 followers is, like, the sweet spot. Yeah. Okay, Nestle, I end every podcast episode talking about pet peeves relative to the subject we've been talking about. So today, I would love to hear your pet peeves you have about podcasts, podcasting, podcasters, whatever it may be. Love to hear it.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay. Number one pet peeve is if I'm collaborating with someone and they ask me what they want me to talk about. I'm like, no, you asked me to come on this podcast. You give me topics and I'll choose between one. That's, like, my first big pet peeve in terms of, like, collaboration. Listening to podcasts that, like, very clearly don't have any rhyme or reason. They just press record and they're just, like, talking into the void. Some people are good at that, and it's very few people, but most people are just talking and they're just saying, they're talking in circles. It's not making any sense. And I'm just like, you could have just put this one in the drafts. Like, this did not need to see the light of day.
I agree with both of those. The first one, remember, so Nestle and I are in, like, a podcast, like, group chat.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And there was this person who reached out to literally the whole chat and was like, come on my podcast. And then asked every single one of us, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, I don't know. What is this even about? What is this podcast?
Like, they wanted me to give the topic and the questions. And I'm just like, wait, no.
I'm like, if I was going to do that, I'd have you come on my podcast. Like, I don't want to be on yours. And then listening to them, oh, for sure. I was just listening to a podcast the other day, and I want to say it was maybe Cody Coe's, that I was like, this literally, like, you guys are, like, real content creators. This literally never needed to be posted.
I like their podcast and I like watching their podcast, but sometimes I feel like their whole shtick is just, like, random topics, but I feel like last week's was a complete hodgepodge.
Anyways, Nestle, thank you again so much for coming on. You literally saved my life this week. So you're welcome, listeners, because without Nestle, we wouldn't have had a podcast episode this week, but I loved having you.
Of course. I'm so glad that we were able to make this happen. You guys have been blessed with a podcast episode, so you're very welcome.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, go to our Instagram, follow us, give us a like, give us a shout out, tell your mom, tell your grandma, and leave us a comment. Thanks for joining us.